This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the post-budget webinar on employment today via video conferencing. The key themes of the webinar include investing in people, the economy, and innovation. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Employment generation has been one of the key focus areas of the government. Driven by the vision of the Prime Minister, the government has taken multiple steps to promote job growth and create greater avenues for employment. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj, Professor S.P. Singh Baghel, and Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, today launched the model Women-Friendly Gram Panchayat Initiative of the Ministry of Panchayati Raj at a national convention in New Delhi. This initiative is a part of the Ministry's International Women's Day 2025 celebrations. The primary objective of the initiative is to establish at least one model Women-Friendly Gram Panchayat in each district. It will serve as a beacon for gender-sensitive and girl-friendly governance practices. Representatives from various ministries, departments, and international organizations like the United Nations Population Fund are taking part in the day-long event. In Jharkhand, three CRPF Jawans have been severely injured in an IED blast in Baliba forest area under Jaraikela police station in West Singhbhum district today. All three have been rescued and given primary medical treatment. SP Ashutosh Shekhar has confirmed the incident and said the forces were out on a search operation since this morning. All the three injured Jawans will be airlifted to Ranchi for better medical treatment. Five senior officials, including the Delhi Divisional Railway Manager, DRM, Additional DRM, and Assistant Security Commissioner of the Railway Protection Force, have been transferred. This comes in the backdrop of the stampede in the New Delhi Railway Station on the 15th of last month. All borders of the Union Territory of Chandigarh have been sealed and police forces have been deployed to stop the march of protesting farmers. This action comes as the Samyukta Kisan Morcha, along with 37 other farmers' unions, has called for a week-long protest in Chandigarh starting today to press for their demands. Chandigarh SP Geetanjali Khandelwal said strict checking is being done at all places. She added that routes are being diverted to ensure that people face minimum inconvenience. Superintendent of Chandigarh Police, Geetanjali Khandelwal, has said all borders leading to the city have been barricaded. She has said that no arrest has been made so far. However, checking is going on. Meanwhile, DIG Ropar Range Harcharan Singh Bhullar has said that farmers will not be allowed to enter Chandigarh at any cost. US President Donald Trump has announced the implementation of reciprocal tariffs set to take effect on April the 2nd, reinforcing his administration's stance on trade policy and criticizing the European Union, China, Brazil, India, and South Korea for high tariffs. In his inaugural address to a joint session of Congress, he said, "Whatever they tax us, we tax them." Trump said other countries have used tariffs against us for decades, and now it is our turn to start using them against those other countries.
European Union, China, Brazil, India, Mexico and Canada, have you heard of them? And countless other nations charge us tremendously higher tariffs than we charge them. It's very unfair. This is happening by friend and foe. This system is not fair to the United States and never was. And so on April 2nd, reciprocal tariffs kick in. And whatever they tariff us, other countries, we will tariff them.
In the ICC Champions Trophy, South Africa will take on New Zealand in the second semi-final in Lahore this afternoon. The match will begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. The winner of this high-stakes encounter will face India in the final on Sunday. Earlier, India stormed into the final of the ICC Champions Trophy, beating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai last evening. Chasing a target of 265, the men in blue comfortably reached 267 for 6 with 11 balls to spare. KL Rahul sealed the victory in style by smashing a 6, delivering a much-awaited response to their 2023 ODI World Cup final loss to the Kangaroos. And with that, we end this news bulletin.